श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 1 वर्स 38 एंड 39 लिंक द क्वेश्चन अराइजेस व्हाई दुर्योधन डज नॉट थिंक अलोंग द सेम लाइंस एज यू आर थिंकिंग सिंस यू आर आल्सो हिज kith and kin. Arjuna explains this in the two verses that follow.
यद्यप्येते न पश्यन्ति लोभोपहत चेतस कुलक्षय कृतं दोषं मित्रद्रोहे च पातकम् कथं न गेयमस्माभिः पापादस्मान्निवर्तितुं कुलक्षयकृतं दोषं प्रपश्यद्भिर्जनार्दन.
Although these people, with their understanding, discrimination, clouded by greed, do not perceive the evil of destruction of their own families and the sin accruing from enmity towards friends. Yet, O Janardhan, Krishna, why should we, who see clearly the sin involved in the destruction of the family, not think of turning away from such a sin? Comment.
Yadyapete na pashyanti लोभोपहत चेतसः कुलसया कृतं दोषं मित्रद्रोहे च पातकम्.
Greed consists in desiring to have more and more of wealth, property, praise, respect and rank. It is because of greed that Duryodhan etc. lost discretion, and so they do not think about the disastrous consequences of war and the sin that will accrue out of it. This extraordinary greed had deprived them of their sense of discretion, and little do they realize that the kingdom for which they are bent upon committing the sin of destroying their kith and kin will not stay long with them. The pleasure of possession is soon followed by the pain of deprivation, which far outweighs the pleasure of possession. With minds clouded by greed for the kingdom, they do not perceive the deadly sin which will arise by destroying their own families. A battle causes loss of time, energy, life and property, and people are assailed by worries and hardships. When there is a quarrel between two families, they turn into enemies. Drupada and Drona had been friends since childhood. After getting the kingdom, one day Drupada insulted Drona, with the result that their friendship turned into enmity. To avenge the insult, Drona got Drupada defeated by his pupil Arjun and thus got half the kingdom. Then Drupada got a holy sacrifice performed to destroy Drona, and thus both Drishtadyumna and Draupadi were born. Thus they do not perceive the evil of destruction of the race and the sin that will accrue from enmity towards friends. An important matter. We manage life well without things which we do not possess. The paucity of things was not so painful as it is if we miss those things after possessing them. But these things can be with us for a short time only, because these can stay with us so long as our fortune favors us, and then they slip away. Thus we remain the same as we were without getting these. We had to work hard to get them and are now sad after losing them. After getting them, we felt somewhat happy only because of our greed. If we do not have this evil of greed, we can never be happy after getting the things. Similarly, We get happiness from members of our family because of love and delusion. Thus we see that we derive worldly pleasure out of evil. Without evil, no worldly pleasure is possible. If there is no greed, there cannot be any pleasure in accumulation of wealth. Greed destroys our discretion, and we cannot think in the right perspective. Katham nageyam smabhi papa dasmani vartitum. Arjun says, though Duryodhan etc. do not perceive any guilt in the extermination of their family and sin accruing from enmity towards friends, yet we should desist from such a sin. It will be described from the 40th verse to the 44th verse, because we know it very well that destruction of family is an evil and enmity towards friends is a sin. If those friends cause us pain, it will not be harmful for us, because pain will destroy our sins and purify us. But if we have feelings of malice and enmity, those feelings remain with us in other births also, will instigate us to commit sins and lead us to degradation. Therefore, we should certainly forsake such a sin. Here Arjun is thinking about the greed of Duryodhana, etc. But he is not thinking about his own infatuation and delusion. So he cannot understand his duty. It is a rule that a man cannot perceive his failings as long as he perceives defects in others. He feels rather proud of his superiority, that he has no defect, while the fact is that everyone generally possesses one defect or the other. If we find fault with others, it is also a defect. Beings proud of one's own virtues and finding fault with others are the two defects which we do not perceive in us, though we do possess these. Thus Arjun cannot perceive his own infatuation and delusion, because he is finding fault with Duryodhana and is proud of his virtue. All evils persist under the cover of pride. End of chapter 1, verse 38 and 39. For more audio, please visit swamiramsukhdasji.net.